You are listening to WCOM LP Chapel Hill in Carrboro. I'm Louise, and this is Licks and Lyrics.
When I started this journey, the days stretched far ahead. So many miles to cover before I'd reach my bed. Endless possibilities. Just to get ahead. Now I'm burning daylight. Swiftly comes that night. Oh, that time it gets away from you, my friend. I've got promises to keep. Miles to go before I sleep. So much to do before I them turns again. I realize these detours that I've taken on this day led me to where all the wonder lay. Oh, I'm burning daylight. Swiftly comes the night. Yeah, that time it gets away from you, my friend. I've got promises to
Burning Daylight, Glenn Jones, off the Drunkard's Sweet CD. You're listening to the Licks and Lyrics Show. I'm your host, Louise, and Licks and Lyrics is supported by the Music Loft of Carrboro, which connects musicians to what they need to enhance their music-making experience. You can give them, you can go visit their store right in downtown Carrboro on Main Street, or you can give them a call, 919-968-4411, or you can visit their website, which is musicloftofcarrboro.com. And we've got more fantastic indie local music on the way. Let's see, how about some Charles Latham? Yeah. Charles Latham, why not? This one is off the Little Me Time CD, Will You Let Me Go?
His one in six string, playing his favorite song. I promised to gifts to me. It's important to support what he loves to be. Music is the air that he breathes. He breathes. Tokala, 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 guitarra. Tokala, 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 guitarra. Tokala, 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 guitarra. Cross your face. See, he dreams every night about you bumping your head to it. So he jumps out of bed and gets ready, grabbing the guitar case, going to the same place. And he knows that you're willing to drop $3 on a cup of joe that you finish in 10 minutes. But you're holding quarters, 'cause you won't drop $4 on a track you could spin for infinite. No, you won't drop $4 on a track you could spin for infinite, infinite. If you just took a minute, look at the big picture, you could see that I just need love. Doesn't matter where you're from. So the next time you see me on the sidewalk, flicking my 1/6 string, playing my favorite song, promise to sing along. I said la guitarra. Toca la guitarra, la guitarra, la guitarra, la guitarra. Toca la guitarra, la guitarra, la guitarra. Uh-huh.
Space, Hank and Brendan, and you're listening to the Licks and Lyrics Show on WCOMLP Chapel Hill in Carrboro. We started out our set with Will You Let Me Go, some Charles Latham, and we also heard Zubris, La Guitarra. And we've got Bob Funk tuning up live in the studio, so stick around. And in the meantime, how about some Suzanne Schmidt playing with fire?
I was standing in the rain on the street one night, and I was waiting for you. I was angry at you, 'cause the truth had come out, and now he's gone, gone. Now I know I'm playing with fire, 'cause I don't belong to you. And I know I'm playing with fire, and I don't wanna get hurt. And I know I'm playing with fire. It's all because I can't let you go. I was lying in my bed next to him, but I was thinking of you. And I was dreaming of you in the dark and how you're not here. Now I know I'm playing with fire, 'cause I don't belong to you. And I know I'm playing with fire, and I don't wanna get hurt. And I know I'm playing with fire. It's all because I can't let you go. Now I know this time we're gonna play these games again. Now I know this time I'm gonna let you in again. Was in the wrong, and now I'm on my own, and you're nowhere to be found. And the screaming that ensued when the truth came out, and now he's gone, gone. And I know I'm playing with fire, 'cause I don't belong to you. And I know I'm playing with fire, 'cause I don't wanna get hurt. And I know I'm playing with fire. It's all because I can't let you go. Now I know this time we're gonna play these games again. Now I know this time I'm gonna let you win again.
Dance Party, Josh Starmer. And before that, some Suzanne Schmidt playing with fire. You're listening to the Licks and Lyrics Show on WCOM. I'm your host, Louise. And we've got Bob Funk.
Hey.
We're bringing in the funk. You got to get closer to the mic, Bob
Always.
Funk. That's right. Closer to the mic. Always bringing the funk. We've got the bump.
Literally, because I just went on a mountain bike ride. It's very hot outside, so I'm definitely bringing the funk.
Right. I walked here, so. Definitely bringing the funk today on a nice, warm, sunny day.
Well, it's good to be here again.
Yeah. Welcome back. Welcome back, Bob Funk. And we should mention that this is your real name.
This is
Some
my
people
real
are
name.
Just blessed with a rock and roll name.
Well, you know, yeah.
Bob Funk.
Yep. Do you remember, Mark
with-
Kuhl?
Of course. That's another
think,
one.
It just makes me think of the story because I played a gig with Mark Kuhl and what was his name? Jamie Purnell?
Yeah.
You remember Jamie?
Of course. He just did a Penguin book.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a children's book, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Anyway, so we did a gig. It was like a round kind of thing. You know,
that's what songwriters like.
Right. And it made me think, you know, well, we got Bob Funk, we got Mark Kuhl, and then we got Jamie Purnell. And we were like, Jamie, you got to change your
right,
last name
right,
to
right.
Jamie Soul or something.
Right, yeah. Kuhl, Funk, and?
Soul.
Soul would be better. Yeah. Something. Yeah. Purnell is a little, yeah. But for an author's name, what a great time.
It is a good author's name.
Yeah. And Mark Kuhl, that's his real name also.
That is his real name, yeah.
And he's doing some fun sculpture art stuff too. People are so artistic in so many ways.
I knew he was doing furniture anyway.
It's like I'm gonna say folk art.
Nice.
Folk, just to make sure. Folk art.
Folk.
Right. All right, Bob Funk, live in the studio. Welcome back.
Yeah.
What you got going on?
Thanks, Louise. Oh man. You know, I think the main thing's going on for me is musically is I'm doing this I guess you would say bi-weekly, every other week.
Mm-hmm.
Is that bi-weekly?
That is bi-weekly.
I didn't know if that was bi-monthly or
bi-weekly,
yeah.
Okay.
Video podcast.
Nice.
Called The Future So Bright. So it's on Facebook Live.
Nice.
And it focuses on, you know, local music, North Carolina music.
Right. Which
singer-songwriters,
is a vibrant community right there.
Yes.
Never a dull moment.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, people are like, no, I don't mind that you're videotaping it.
Well, so it's more like it's like an interview. It's like a talk show.
Okay. So they're aware. They're prepared. They've done their hair.
Yeah. They're prepared. Although we do have a kind of a hot seat section
where
we have a guest artist. I'm the host.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes we have a guest host.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have a guest artist come on and, you know, play us some songs and then, you know, we'll do a little interview and then we get the audience involved and they make comments and we'll have, you know, the audience give us three words or something like that, just random.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and then the artist has to come up with a song like verse and chorus, at least one verse and one chorus with those three words
right on the
and
spot.
One name of somebody in the room, because we usually have four or five people in the room anyway.
Wow.
It's sort
like
of a
live
hangout.
Songwriters challenge.
Yes.
Interesting.
That section of it is. That's part of the hot seat.
Okay.
But don't let anybody know about that because
because
it's supposed to be a surprise for the guest artist. So if there are any future guest artists now.
These are not the droids you're looking for.
Like Emily Mussolino.
No.
Spencer
Emily's not afraid of it. Oh, Spencer, he'd dive right in. Yeah. In fact, you know what? He'd give you four verses, a chorus, and a bridge.
He'd give us the Bob Dylan version.
That's right. Spencer's not scared. Yeah, and Emily's not either. Yeah, she'll rock your socks off, I'm sure.
Yeah, so we got them coming up. We got Reese McHenry coming up.
Fun.
can't think of who else we got coming up.
We're still
working on it, so if anybody's a local musician.
Right.
And you'd like to be on the video podcast, the Facebook Live called The Future So Bright.
So shall we you demonstrate what that looks like to me right now, Mr. I Like the Hot Seat. I'm looking over here and I'm seeing Pee-wee Herman's in the room. Pee-wee Herman's in the house. So there's your name. And then the three words are, I'm looking at end right over there because the shows must end. So end. And this is classical.
Classical.
And flowers.
And flowers. End, classical, and flowers. Those are my three words. Yeah. And Pee-wee.
Mm-hmm. Or
Is it
Herman.
Pee-wee or Pee-wee Herman?
Whatever you prefer. Honestly, you know what? Yeah. I'll let you have. I'm going to give you some artistic license there.
Thank you.
All right. All right.
So Pee-wee, classic, Pee-wee, and then classical, end, and flower.
Flowers, yeah.
Flowers.
Or you know what? You could, whatever you want. All right.
All right. Here we go.
Okay. This is awesome. Bob Funk, live on the Licks and Lyrics.
When I bought you those flowers and you threw them in my face, when I bought you those roses, you threw them in my face. Oh, well, you treat me like Pee Wee Herman. You treat me like I'm your dog. You treat me like I got the brain of a log. I'm thinking. What are my other words?
And classical.
So now you're telling me that this is the end. Now you're telling me this is the end. Well, I don't care for classical music, and you don't like mine. But I want you, baby. I need you, baby, to be kind. The way you treat me like Pee Wee Herman, you treat me like a dog. You treat me like I got the brain of an old rotten log. It's fitting that that song. It's fitting that that song is played with a completely out of tune guitar.
Oh no! No! That was perfect. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Some songs sound better.
How do we treat Pee Wee Herman?
How do we treat Pee Wee Herman?
Yeah.
Well. Is that when he's like, you know, popular children's show?
Which Pee Wee Herman, or when he's jerking off at the XXX theater? And really, has anyone ever threw roses in your face, given them flowers, and they were like, no, I'm going to throw them at you now? I mean, come on, who does that?
Well, not to me.
Now, who does that?
Apparently to Pee Wee, maybe that's happened.
Okay, now we're stumbling onto something here. Get a little insight into Pee Wee.
Could you imagine? I mean, wouldn't Pee Wee be a candidate for somebody who would have?
I don't think so. No. Are you kidding?
Roses thrown in his face?
No, he's so joyful.
He is joyful.
Right? Yeah, he'd be like, oh.
But you don't think he's like, you know.
Well, no, wait, we're talking
about
total
dog.
Are we talking about
and got the, like, you know,
do you think
80
so?
Women that he's.
Do you think so?
Rolling all at the same time, and he might get a.
Really? You think that.
One of them really.
Really? You think so? What? I mean, what's going to be the appeal?
He's
here?
Hot. What? Are you kidding?
Yeah, I can. I'll try to hook you up. Pee Wee. Bob Funk's. Interested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to, yeah.
For artistic inspiration, why not?
I need to reach out to Pee Wee. Maybe he'd like to do something with that song.
Maybe he would. Maybe he would. All right, well, that was fun. That was fun. We'll call that Pee Wee Herman's song.
All righty.
All right.
Call it Pee Wee. Just Pee Wee.
Pee Wee. Just Pee Wee. Okay. All right. There you go. That was Pee Wee. That was Bob Funk performing Pee Wee. Writing and performing live on Licks and Lyrics. That was live. That's live songwriting right there.
That is it. That's kind of what we do on the Future So Bright. So check it out on Facebook if you're a Facebook person. If not, I advise you to become one just so at least so you can watch the Future So Bright.
Yeah.
Because there is a group page that you can become a follower of or member of or whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
And you're a member. I made you one.
Nice.
Without your approval, obviously.
Obviously, I'm so in the know. I noticed it right away. I was like, what's going on here with my Facebook?
But if you go to the page, there's all the archived previous episodes, and you can kind of, you know, get an idea of what it's all about by going to the page and checking it out and
yeah.
blah, blah, blah. But it's yeah. a lot of fun. It's sort of the, you know,
songwriters,
Wayne's World
yeah.
for 40-year-olds.
Songwriters, yeah. And songwriters like little games like that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, like little songwriting challenges.
And, yeah.
Yeah. And then don't we usually have some kind of little lick that we're working on anyway that we could just sort of be, that's running through our head anyway, that we're looking for lyrics for?
Yeah,
yeah,
sure. It could be a little way to boost that.
Yeah.
If you're already kind of stuck on something and you already got an idea.
Right, but then you just need to...
Because I was thinking about, you know, I really did want to have a song that was about Pee-wee. You know? I was already halfway there.
Yeah.
Working on it the other day.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And
then you were like, there it is. There's my opportunity right here. Obviously, it needs to have flowers and classical music.
Thank you,
and the end. You're welcome, Bob Funk.
So...
All right. Well, that's good. And so people can find out about your show, but what about your music? Where do they find? Do they just look up Bob Funk?
Bobfunk.com.
Bobfunk.com.
Although that's under reconstruction right now.
Okay. Are you
but,
Facebook? Just
yeah,
Google
Facebook,
you
I have
and
a,
figure out
Bob
what you
Funk.
Got.
That's F-U-N-C-K.
F-U-N-C-K.
Right.
Put
Don't forget the
put
N.
the fun in the funk.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
Put the fun. Yeah.
I put the fun in funk.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and the sea.
We are on the same wavelength, girl.
We are. We good spellers.
Good spellers. So anyway, yeah, F-U-N-C-K, bobfunk.com. There's also, yeah, Bob Funk Facebook page, musician page, and the Future So Bright page. You can just hashtag TFSB and easily get to that.
Look at you with the acronyms.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
D-F-S-B.
You saw how
I saw you
deliberately
D-F-S-B.
Went through that.
Because
I always want to go TSFB because it rolls off the tongue better.
It does. It does have a better flow, but that's probably someone else.
Yeah, that's probably someone else.
Right.
I think if you hashtag TFSB, you're definitely going to get The Future So Bright on Facebook. So.
Right.
So hit us up. Archived episodes. They're a lot of fun. Right. You know, some of the old episodes and really up till our last episode, the audio quality is still a work in progress. So. But we've got a new mixer.
Isn't life a work in progress?
yeah,
tune in for how things improve. Huh?
Deep Thoughts by Louise Bindahl.
Yeah, there's always room for improvement with audio.
There is.
Really. I mean, you could.
You know, because you're right here with, you know.
Yeah, but I mean,
in a studio.
Even, like, you know, even if you've got it perfect, you know, you can always sit there and be like, did I?
Well, that's true.
You know,
you can spend your yeah. whole life trying
right.
to tweak something.
So at a certain point, you move on and that's what you got.
Yeah. And that point, you know, it's usually like once I've gone over my budget. And I
right.
think we've already done that. So I just bought a new mixer and we're going to. So,
oh, did you?
So this coming Thursday, it's every other Thursday at 8 p.m. on Facebook Live. And our guest artist this coming Thursday is Spencer Scholes, who's okay. been on. The radio, the station here,
mm-hmm.
and is a good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
He's a fantastic songwriter and mm-hmm. guitarist, musician,
fearless,
performer, blah de blah.
Fearless, he'll do anything.
Yo, yeah.
Yeah, musically.
Yes.
I don't know about personally, but musically, he's all in.
Personally,
I'm not going to doubt him either. I bet he would.
I wouldn't doubt him either.
Yeah.
So anyway, this coming Thursday, yeah.
Yeah, fun.
And every other Thursday, The Future's So Bright, 8 p.m., 8 to,
fun.
You know, 8
fun.
To 8:45, 9-ish, something mm-hmm. like that. It's sort of.
And so as a songwriter, are you finding that inspirational for you? Are you finding like you end that show and you're like, oh, this is so awesome. I feel inspired to go jam with this person or go write some songs or.
Yeah. I mean, it's just sort of energized me, I think, here mm-hmm. recently with music,
mm-hmm.
you know, and
mm-hmm.
it's inspired me to, you know, dive in a little deeper and. Mm-hmm. I certainly have been writing. I don't know if I would say that that's been the direct
right.
You know,
it could
inspiration,
just be spring.
But it's
yeah. I mean, sometimes that's just springtime.
Yeah.
You know.
True.
Yeah.
Like, who knows where?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. But you have been writing
from.
Again. You're coming out of hibernation. You're getting ready for summer festivals.
Yeah, I'm going to be actually playing up at Floyd Fest. It's kind of a, we're doing a sort of small mobile stage.
Okay.
With Brian Hill. I don't know if you're familiar with Brian. Regatta 69.
Okay.
Lead guy.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think Kendra Warren, who's from the Asheville Boone area.
Okay.
She's a really good.
And what are you going to call yourselves?
Well, I'd say it's going to be the three of us kind of.
On the mobile stage.
Three of us kind of. Rotating, jamming, accompanying each other.
Okay, so one of those songwriters in the round, just kind of
like
jamming.
That.
And
yeah.
Okay.
I think there'll be
that
times where I'll be playing solo and Brian will be playing solo.
Sure.
And
there are times where people wander off and go get something to eat.
Right.
Yeah.
But see, Brian's got a this cool little 1964 microbus.
Oh.
So Volkswagen. Old
so you're gonna park
bus.
That there and.
And he's got it where you know how the doors they open up.
Yep.
I don't know how you call it, but they
yeah.
swing open.
Yeah,
they swing
he's
out
making,
on the
he's,
side.
Yeah, for those of you not here
able to
in
see
the
my
studio,
hand swinging right
yes,
now.
Yes, 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 yes. He is
I'm
opening.
Swinging my hand.
It's more like a saloon style door is what you're doing
oh,
right
nice.
Now. I'd say.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So old Western saloon. Imagine
yeah.
that.
Uh-huh. On
the doors
a
swing open,
bus.
And then they've got speakers on the
oh,
inside
my.
Of them already mounted.
Sweet.
And he's got like some kind of a you know. Converter thing where you know he's using car battery or something to
wow
charge the PA for a while, but maybe he's got an extra battery in there or something.
Wow.
I'm not sure what
oh he is really planned this out well.
Yeah, so it's basically the microbus stage that we have.
Sounds awesome.
And so we're gonna be playing throughout the festival. And
what fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Floyd
nice.
Fest.
Floyd Fest.
If you're going, look out for the big yellow or little yellow microbus.
It's
stage.
A little yellow microbus?
Yeah, bright
that's
yellow.
Fun. Okay, all right. Little bright yellow microbus stage. Bob yeah. Funk at Floyd Fest. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So looking forward to that. That's the only real festival thing, I think, that I got.
You never know, though. Going. It's just starting to warm up, although it's gotten really warm fast, but it's really just starting to thaw.
Mm.
We're not to June yet.
Oh, yeah. Well, Mraz Fest, if you've ever, that's another one that, but that comes up in September.
Okay.
But Mraz Fest is in Bahama, North uh-huh. Carolina. It's a fantastic little festival, uh-huh. Beautiful property out there. Eric Mrazkowski's, he and his wife and their family all have, you know, they all kind of have a little community there.
Okay.
So extended families out there and everything. But they have a great music festival every September called Mraz Fest. And that's Mroz Fest.
Okay.
So you can look that up anywhere. And great bands, great music, good times.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Swimming pool.
Oh. You know what? You always turn it up to 11 whenever there's a pool involved. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. All right. And on that note, how about some more music, Bob Funk?
Sure.
All right. What you got to play now?
All right. This one's called Hole in the Sky.
Hole in the Sky.
Hold on.
So, Bob Fox, tuning up for some Hole in the Sky on Licks and Lyrics. No. He's getting it, but he's almost there. Just wants, you know, it's because he cares. That's what it is.
No, it's because this thing's been sitting in a hot car for...
Right. It, yeah, this is definitely not... And let's just go with... It is really humid because we are in North Carolina, so the humidity is not helping anybody either.
It is not.
No.
Never, it never helps.
No. Acoustic guitars do not like hot, humid car trunks.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Woo.
All right. Here we
all
go.
All right. All right. Bob Funk.
Hole in the Sky.
Let's do it.
She hovers like an angel, covers you from danger, smothers you in honey, and then buries you in a mountain of sand. Somebody told me she was sighing, but I really didn't understand. She holds you like an anchor, mold you as you thank her, sold you on a story before you knew you were being scammed. Somebody told me she was lying, but I really didn't understand. She was so strong, seemed invincible. Her torch held so high, it burned a hole in the sky. Choices, wrangles with the voices, dangles by a rope as it unravels into a thousand strands. Somebody told me she was crying, but I really didn't understand. She wakes up from a vision, makes a quick decision, takes a 38 and points the barrel right up under her chin. Somebody told me she was dying, but I really didn't understand. She was so strong, seemed invincible. Her torch held so high, it burned a hole in the sky. Hey! So strong, seemed invincible. Her torch held so high, it burned a hole in the sky.
Rockin'. In fact, I was just trying to tweet about it before we got back on the air, but
you were too slow.
I'm a slow typer with my thumbs.
Unlike Trump.
You know what? I will take that lack of comparison and thank you for it. Yes. 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 Thank you for noticing those little differences between
us.
Yes.
You know, yeah. I can see it right away.
Nice. So, hole in the sky. Hole in the sky. How autobiographical is Hole in the Sky?
Not that much.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It is more, I guess it's more about, you know, a commentary or something.
Okay. So she may be not someone that close to you, but someone you're kind of...
Yeah, I mean, it's... I would say that probably to some extent it's autobiographical in the sort of vague, you know,
the vague
sense.
Autobiographical thing. That's always the safest way to go. Don't name names.
Exactly. Very vague.
The names.
Like as in more than one, not just one kind of experience.
Right. Her become her. Or actually all of them become her.
Yeah, capital H, her, maybe.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I'm not going to say that. It sounds very cynical to say that song is about all hers.
No, not all hers. No, I would hope not.
Yeah, but it's more about, because if you think about it, you know, I'm really using the imagery of...
Okay, let's as you're talking about the imagery, let's talk about it into the microphone.
The torch burning a hole in the sky. And she is really more kind of like, you know, I'm kind of using the image of Lady Liberty there, I think, you know.
Oh, is she Lady? No, come on, really?
Well, you know.
She could be. She could be. There's a little bit of the lady in the she.
There's a little bit of this. There's a little bit of that.
All right. A little bit of truth in the fiction.
That's right.
Okay. A little bit of social commentary.
A little bit of personal and a little bit of, you know, societal, I guess you would say. And
all right. Yeah.
Personal reaction to.
Okay. All right. And so as you are writing a song, are you working with your musical, like, sort of rhythm first? You're working on, you got your melody first, and then you just kind of put words in?
Usually. I mean, I may have some lines or something that come to my head while I'm driving in the car or whatever.
Okay. And so are you always calling yourself? Are you voice threading it, or what are you doing? Or are you just scribbling pieces of paper and driving all over the highway, Bob?
Normally, because it's easier, I just quick record it, you know, on my phone.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay.
And, but sometimes, you know, I have to write it down, or, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm completely addicted to my phone, as most modern people are. Saying I'm modern, but in the modern age.
Right. Yeah, well, you know what? And, it's a helpful tool.
It's been a helpful tool for music.
Yeah, for sure. So for, you know, ideas that are going to escape.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I might put it down, you know, I'll record a little snippet or whatever, or an idea and that kind of thing, and then come back to it.
And the words, do they usually come with music, or are they music?
I allow a little stream of consciousness, you know, to happen. Uh-huh. And then what comes, you know, often fits the music, and then a kind of an idea. I'm hoping that, you know, I'll sort of bypass my, left brain or my conscious mind and just allow...
Yeah.
You know, a little more unconscious something, to kind of mold the words, you know. And so that's why I like kind of a little stream of consciousness thing at first. Then I develop an idea and I start to kind of chisel it down, you know.
Okay. Then you'll start paying attention to what you're actually saying.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Make it sort of,
yeah,
you know, palatable, but, you know, not, but also symbolic, and try to shoot for a lot of metaphors and imagery and that kind of thing, so that it sort of bypasses the mind a little bit and goes straight to the heart or the soul, you know.
Do you enjoy do you enjoy the process? Like, is your favorite song your best song, or is it the newest song? You know, like, sometimes I notice, like, songwriters, they like the process of songwriting so much that whatever their newest song is, that is their favorite song.
I'm kind of like that.
Okay. Yeah.
But,
and then, like, maybe you might play it for something for a month and then be like, oh, that's not that good, and let it go. But you just really like it.
I've done that many a time. but it may not have taken a month. It might have taken longer than that to figure it out.
But you really like it when it's your new sort of baby.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And it's been a long time since I've really just, like, you know, decided to completely kick a song to the curb, you know.
Really? You can usually edit it and find pieces and...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple now where I'm kind of, you know, probably not going to put it, you know, on my best set list.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. Right. But maybe
but
that...
But if I got a three-hour gig,
guess what you're getting. Yeah. That last hour, you might get something. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's fair. That's good.
Yeah. But usually it's the music. I like to let the, you know, I like to let the purest, what I think, well, I don't know. You know, the music, I like to let the music sort of start the process.
Yeah.
The feeling of it, you know.
Yeah. And you're definitely, I mean, you know, you're not, you don't have a lot of pedals, and you're definitely into, like, stripped down.
Right.
Pretty raw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, right now I'm pretty much doing a solo thing.
Yeah.
You know, but I've had.
But with other songwriters and
sometimes there's collaborative stuff.
But even that is still, that's still pretty raw. that's still pretty stripped down. That's not like you can really cover.
Usually.
Two people, it's hard to kind of cover mistakes, you know. You know, like. You know, it's not quite loud enough that you can really cover some things.
Right,
exactly. So it's a little bit.
That's why it's nice to be in a rock band.
A little bit honest.
In that sense.
Sure, 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 sure. Yeah, yeah. If you like herding cats, it's nice to be in a rock band. Yeah.
Yes, I know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's fine. That's good. You're not scared. You're not scared to strip it down. That's good. All right, let's hear some more strip down then. What you get? What else you got for us? Because we got like 12 minutes, 15
12
minutes.
12 minutes?
I know, right?
All right.
Come on, Bob Funk. What you going to play now?
All right.
Bob Funk on the Lex and Larry
Show.
I'm going
to play another new one because I'm playing this. This one's called Long Time.
Long Time, Bob Funk.
To the left, to the right, turn around. You've been living too long in this old town. Been afraid all your life, been alone. Just some tired old stuff for which you need to atone. She's a dove, she's a moth, she's a lioness. Doing sorcery like some kind of pagan goddess. Without even trying, she can kill you dead or she can heal you from your dying. Chasing it down. Chasing it down. Been a long time. Been a long time. Chasing it down. You know your head is harder than granite. You had a step on the sun and you could have outran it. Are you gonna wrestle the rest of your hours? Pushing boulders up mountains until you're pushing flowers. It's a game, it's a test, it's a dance. It's the end of the line, it's your one and only chance. Gotta break for the exit and run. Throw a dart at the map and get some magic done. Chasing it. Chasing it down. Been a long time. Been a long time. Chasing it down.
Bob Funk. Long time.
Long time.
Nicely done. I like that. Push. Are you going to be pushing boulder till you're pushing up flowers?
Yeah, I was happy when that one came out.
That's a nice visual there. I mean, you know, with all the right, you know, references. You got the Greek mythology. You got all that. That's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well done. Well done.
Hey, you're always doing well when you throw in a little mythology.
I think so. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And the threat of death.
And the threat
of imminent death. You know, let's just get real.
I mean,
hurry up before you die already.
What fun is a song without a little death reference?
Right. What? I absolutely agree. All right. So we got 5 minutes, Bob Funk. What do you want to do?
I say five more minutes. Enough for one more song?
Yeah. So we're on. Yeah, I think so. I think you can squeeze one in because you're Bob Funk. The Bob Funk with a C and a K.
With a C and a K.
With an N, C, K.
Very good.
You passed your lesson today. Yeah.
Okay, one more.
One more live. Bob Funk. Let's see. And we can just mention once more that people can find out about you if they search. What would you like them to search? If they remember one thing from today and they're like, I want more, but my brain will only remember one thing to search.
Oh, boy. Shucks. I would say the future's so bright. Page right now, at least.
Okay. The future's so bright.
Until I get my BobFunk.com.
So let's just say they just... So go to Facebook, Future So Bright. That's the best thing?
That's going to do
it. Okay. And then from then, they can find...
Facebook, The Future So Bright.
The future.
And then they'll find... Yeah, they'll find fun stuff.
Okay. And you.
And me.
With your fun.
Some me. Yeah, definitely me on there. Okay. Now, for me, until I get BobFunk.com back up and running, I would say, you know... Go to my Bandcamp page. So that's BobFunk/Bandcamp or whatever it is. BobFunk.
Okay. All right. So basically, if you search, are there any other Bob Funks with a CK?
Not really. If you search for me,
Bob Funk music.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All kind of stuff will come up.
Yeah. Yeah.
YouTube.
Yeah.
Body blah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, there you go. Just search for the Bob Funk, the fun CK.
The fun CK.
Yeah. All right, so.
All right, one more?
Yeah. Thanks for coming on. Licks and Lyrics, Bob Funk.
Thank you, Louise. I'm so glad that this worked out.
You're always so fun, CK. Yeah, it's so fun.
All right, this song's called Free.
Free!
I'm just standing here, waiting for the rain to fall, like I've been planted here, in my own little corner of the world. Everything under the sun, from the North Pole down to the South, is getting busy, getting done, jump in or get left out. Well, it's all nice and pretty up in the city and the bar stay open into the next day. But if you ain't got no money, you're going home early anyway. Well, I gotta quit talking, I gotta get walking. My legs aren't as strong as they used to be. And you don't need no money as long as your mind is free. I'm just broken down, sitting on the side of the road. I tried to get the hell out of town. I swear I thought the engine was about to explode. Smoke spitting out the tailpipe. That's when she started running rough. I knew I should have kept her tuned up right. Things ain't always on account of bad luck. Well, it's all nice and pretty up in the big city, and the bars stay open into the next day. But if you ain't got no money, you're going home early anyway. Well, I gotta quit talking, I gotta get walking. My legs aren't as strong as they used to be. And you don't need no money as long as your mind is free. And pretty up in the big city, and the bars stay open into the next day. But if you ain't got no money, you're going home early anyway. Well, I gotta quit talking, I gotta get walking. My legs aren't as strong as they used to be. And you don't need no money as long as your mind is free.
My aerobic workout number two today.
And now, woohoo! That was awesome. That was rocking. Bob Funk, you brought the funk.
That's right.
You brought the
every
funk.
Time.
You brought the funk. Thanks for coming on Licks and Lyrics.
Thanks, Louise.
You are always
fun.
Always entertaining. Uh-huh. Always.
It's
always
good to know.
Entertaining.
It's good to know that.
Yeah.
My attempts at entertaining are actually working at times.
Success. Yeah. All right. So thanks again,
Louise,
for coming on. You are welcome anytime, Bob Funk. And please check out Bob Funk. Once again, you sooner or later, the bobfunk.com will be back up and running. But in the meantime,
just Google me. You'll find all kinds of stuff.
Okay. There we go. There we go. All right.
F-U-N-C-K.
F-U-N-C-K, Bob. All right. And thanks so much for coming on Licks and Lyrics Show. And you are listening to the WCOM LP, Chapel Hill and Carborough 103.5 FM.